Welcome to the Noonday Meditation with Wayne Vernon.
Isaiah chapter 58 and the verse 3. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? The people of God were busy with their religious worship. They were diligent in seeking God in fasting. From all appearances, it seemed as though they were eager to know the ways of God, and that they were righteous and obedient and faithful as a nation. They consulted with Yahweh, asking Him for just decisions. They seemed eager for intimacy with God. They were so intense in their worship that they were denying themselves in fasting. The word for fasting used here is to cover the mouth. They were even afflicting themselves, because this is the force of the word humbled, says one writer. In the verse 5, it says that they were humbling themselves and bowing their heads down like a reed. They were lying in sackcloth and ashes before the Lord. Yahweh, however, was not giving them the time of day. All this denial and deprivation meant nothing to Him. They seemed to have had the correct posture. They seemed to be rather pious. They were persistent, because the text says day after day. But it would seem as though Yahweh was not taking unto their thoughts and their prayers. One would ask, says one writer, isn't this kind of a seeking of God representative of, you know, seriously paying attention to your sin and worshiping God authentically? But God is still standing off in the distance, still withholding Himself, and they're wondering why. They're puzzled, because this does not make sense. So why did they not attract Yahweh's attention or His approbation? Why this standoff? Why is He turning away His head? After all that show of religious observances, why was Yahweh so offended? So what could have possibly gone wrong, my brothers and sisters? Bothered by this, the people of God asked two poignant questions. Why have we fasted and you have not seen? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Question is, have you ever been in such a situation? You know, it is a really awkward place to be. But if we ask God today, He will reveal Himself to us and show us the cause of the impasse. He will cause us to recognize what the situation really is. So let's ask Him today to reveal to us what's going on, so that we may follow His instructions in these matters, and that we may do His will. Should you need further instructions in these matters, please feel free to text the number 647-309-7302. Should you desire to surrender your life to the Lord, please text the word salvation to this number as well. We invite you to join us for our 50th anniversary convention, which is going to be held on April 15, 16, and 17. This is going to be an amazing time of worship and fellowship with our international overseer, national and regional overseers. We also will have Reverend Marjorie Brown ministering to us and Reverend Latoya Hall Downer. This is going to be an amazing time. You can't afford to miss it. Please invite your family and friends to be there. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Noonday Meditation with Pastor Wayne Vernon. Please forward this study to your friends, your relatives, associates, neighbors, and all those persons in your social network. If you have a prayer request, please feel free to communicate with us, and we will commit to supporting you in prayer. Until we meet again tomorrow, Shalom.